Mesechtas Gittin, Daf Lamed Tes, two lines from the bottom of Daf Lamed Chesem and Beis. Yesterday we saw two memories in the name of Rav. We saw Rabba stated in the name of Rav, Hamakdish Abdo Yotzel Chiris, and we also saw Rav Yesus said the name of Rav, Hamafka Abdo Yotzel Chiris, and then we saw Rav Chiyah Bar Avin said the name of Rav, Echad Zev, Echad Zev, Yotzel Chiris, Vitzorach Get Shichra, and even though you Makdish or you Mafkir your Eved, and even though the din is that's Yotzel Chiris, that only helps mitigate a Kinyan Mammon. However, in order to remove the Kinyan Issa, there is a requirement to have a get shichra, and our Gemara begins. Toshmal Yisro Kasha on this din of Rav that a makdish avda yotzel chayrus, as we have a brayse that states ha makdish avda oisava ichol shlehigdish el adamav, that if someone's makdish to eved, then the eved can work and support himself, and the money does not go to hegdish, as even though the adam was makdish to eved and smash, but he was actually makdish the guf of the eved, and of course it's not shayach to have kedush saguf on an eved, as the only thing that can have kedush saguf in the base of mikdash is only something that's roi for the mizbeach, and therefore certainly he did not mean to actually make this Eved as Hegdish itself. However, the Brisa explains as if Reuven said, Hareu Hegdish L'damav, that I'm being Makdish to Eved for its value, and whatever the value is of this Eved, I'm going to give to the Beis HaMikdash. And as Rashi states, that just like if Reuven said, I'm being Makdish a Behemoth Tmeir to the Beis HaMikdash, certainly the Behemoth does not become Kaddish, and the only thing he meant to say is, I'm going to give the value of the Behemoth to the Beis HaMikdash. Here also, the Eved doesn't become Hegdish at all, and you only have a responsibility to give the value to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why when the Eved works, he's not working for Hegdish, and the money does not belong to Hegdish, and the Eved will be able to use that money to support himself, and in reality this money will really go to Adin, as we know Mashakana Eved Kana Rabbi, and when the Brisa states that Isav Eichel, it's only coming Lafuke that it doesn't go to Hegdish, and that's why Rashi on the bottom of the Amid says V'Eichel V'Eim Maisi Yadu L'Hegdish, as the main point is that his Maisi Dayim do not belong to Hegdish. And the Gemara's question is that Rav stated HaMakdish Abda Yotzel Achiris, and when the Adin said I'm being Makdish by Eved, he meant to say, I want my Eved to be part of Am Kadosh. And the Adon did not mean that he wants to be Makdish to Eved for his value. The Lechir, how could the Brisa state that a Makdish Abdai is Shalei Higdish El Adamav? And as Rashi says, that's as if he said, Areu Hegdish L'Adamav. If Rav just said that Lehevi Am Kadosh Kama, that he meant to say, I want this Eved to be part of Am Kadosh and to go Lechiris. And we continue on Daf Lamed Tesem and Aleph, and the Gemara answers, Hamani Ramehi, that this Brisa is specifically going Lefi Shitas Rameya, and Rav holds like the Shita of the Rabbanon, which we'll explain in a moment, but Lamaisa the Gemara says that the Brisa is going like Rameya, who has a famous shita to Amar in on the Moitzi Dvarvel Ratala, that if someone says something out of their mouth, Benegeya Hegdish, then he doesn't want that thing to be Lavatala, and he wants some sort of Hegdish to be Chal. And as Rashi brings the Makar from Mesechtes Erechin on Daf Hei, where Reuven said, I want to be Mayrech a child that's Pachit Ben Chedish, then we know that a child that's less than 30 days old does not have any value based on the Torah's din of Erechin, and the only value he has is based on his potential to be sold as an Eved. And Ramea says, Noisin Damon, that even though he used the Lashon of Erechin, he would still have to give the value of this child, the Adon Yedeya, Shein Erech Lepachas Ben Chaydish, since a person knows that there's no din of Erechin for a child that's less than 30 days, the Gam Vam L'Sham Damim, and therefore he definitely said this and he wanted to give the Domei of the child because Ein Adon Meisi Dvar Behegdish Lebatola. And Rashi continues, and by extension, in our case as well, when Reuven says that I want this Eved to be Hegdish, a person knows that the Eved himself cannot become Hegdish, as of course a person is not royal. And it's impossible to have Kedusha Guf. It's also impossible to give this Eved to the Beis HaMikdash for Bedek HaBayis, as it's impossible to use this actual Eved for the Binyan HaBayis. And Rashi ends off, Vekivan de Beloshin Hegdish Akdashay, since Reuven said, I want to be Makdish my Eved, so Gomu Bedaita El Hakdish Dhamma Veloyma Dhamma Velai. So it must be that Reuven meant to give this as Hegdish, and it must be that he meant to say that I want the value of my Eved to go to the Beis HaMikdash. And one thing that Rashi does not seem to address is that Lechira, there's a major Afghan between the case of Erchin and the case where Reuven said that I'm being Makdish my Eved, where Reuven was Mayrich, someone that was Pachas Ben Chodesh, then certainly there's no meaning to his words unless we say he meant to say Dmeilai. However, if Reuven says I want to be Makdish my Eved, we said before that according to Rav, he meant to say I'm being Makdish this Eved, they should be considered part of the Am Kodesh. And Lechir, how can we compare this case of HaMakdish Abdai to the case of Amayrich Pachas Ben Chodesh, and why do we apply the Klal of Ramea that ain't on the Moitzi Devar of Atullah benegayed this din where he said I want to be Makdish my Eved, as maybe he meant I want my Eved to go out of Lechiris, and he didn't mean that I want to give the value of my Eved to the Beis HaMikdash. And the third pshat is that Ramea says that Inad Meisi Dvar Atullah, this is a special din benegayed Hegdish, as Rashi adds in the words Inad Meisi Dvar Hegdish Atullah, and the Dvar actually adds this into the Gemara. Therefore the Gemara is saying as follows, the Lechira according to Rav, the reason why we say that Makdish Abdi is Yatzal Lechiris is because when Reuven said I want to be Makdish makdish the eved. It's definitely mashmah. He wants to be makdish the goof of the eved, and certainly that is not what Reuven meant, because a person cannot be makdish a goof of a person, and it can't be goof of kodesh. Therefore, Rav says that since we don't see a cloud in the mitzvah d'or v'atola, so it's possible that when Reuven said this, really just meant to say that I want the eved to become part of a am kodesh. However, I may hold that there's a special din b'negei hegdish that if someone says words and we could find a way and any possible way to touch it up, they meant to give something to hegdish and they meant to benefit hegdish, then we would touch it up that way. And therefore, over here, since Reuven said that he makdish the eved, and there's a possibility to say that he meant to say I want to give the value of my eved to hegdish, therefore that's the way we would touch it up. Even though certainly there's a potential to say that he meant to say I want this eved to go out free and I want the eved to be part of the am kodesh. This seems to be what Rashi means to say when he said at the end of Rashi, and the Ran is bothered by this question as well. And the Ran says, "Yesh leima this feel in Rameya that Rameya holds the mitkama loshin hegdish, that since Reuven used a loshin hegdish and he said I want to be makdish my eved v'le'ama loshin shichra, and he didn't use a standard loshin of shichra, and he didn't say hareyat ben chayin, and he didn't say hareyat la'atzbucha lehoytzi loshin hegdish alav lebatola, therefore it must be that the reason why he used the loshin hegdish is because he wanted to actually create some sort of hegdish over here and give a benefit to hegdish, and therefore v'dumble of kama it must be that he meant to say that I want to give the value of this eved to hegdish." And the Gemara continues that it must be that this price is going like Rameya, because hachinam mistavra, and I'll bring you raya that is true, diktani sefer, because in the sefer of the price it states v'chein hu shikdish atzmai, that if Reuven is makdish himself oisav oichol, then the din is that he could go and work and he could use that money and he could buy his own food with that money, and this doesn't go to hegdish shlo hegdish el damav, because when Reuven said I'm being makdish myself, he's only makdish himself for his value, and he meant to say I want to give my value to the base of mikdash. And the Gemara explains, if you're going to say this entire brayse is Rameya, then it makes sense, as Rashi says, that the reason why you have to give the value of the Eved or of yourself to the Beis HaMikdash, not because that anyone that's makdish something stam, it means that they're makdish themselves in order to be sold, and they really belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Even if you'll say that the Eved could be given over to the Beis HaMikdash, and the Beis HaMikdash will now own the Eved and then be able to sell it for its value, however, that certainly can't be pshat when a person's makdish himself, because certainly a person is not giving himself over to the Beis HaMikdash in order to actually be sold. And the reason why you have to give the value of the Eved and the value of your own body to the Beis HaMikdash is because of the klal of Rameya that ain't on the Meitzi Dvar V'Hatola. Therefore, Reuven must have meant to say that I want to give the value of my Eved or my value to the Beis HaMikdash. As Rashi says, the Adam Yedeya She'in Gufi Kodesh, as a person knows that his own body cannot become Hegdish, V'Amal L'Shem Damim, and therefore certainly he meant to say I'm giving the value of my body to the Beis HaMikdash. And the Gemara continues, Ali Yamir Rabbanon here, if you're going to say that this price is going with Fish Shitas Rabbanon, Bishleim Abdul Lidbekai, that according to Rabbanon that they hold, then a person says something, we actually look at their words and we take it at face value. And since it said, I want this Eved to be Kaddish, so he must have meant that I want the actual body of this Eved to be Hegdish. So it makes sense, B'negei on Eved, that you could say that even though he wasn't being Makdish, that's Kush Saguf, in order to go to Mizbeach, but he was being Makdish to Eved, that the Eved should now belong to Hegdish, and then Hegdish will go and take the Eved and actually sell it in the marketplace and receive money, and that is the value that he's giving to the Beis HaMikdash. However, Eliyahu Ledmekai, do we say that it's possible that a person should give himself over to the Beis HaMikdash, that they should be able to go and sell him in the marketplace? Certainly, a person is not given actually to the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore it can't be that he meant to say that I want to give myself to the Beis HaMikdash. And since the Brisa states that if someone's makdash themselves, that it's oisav oichol shlo hikdash el damav, it must be that this Brisa is not going like the Rabbanon, and it must be going specifically like Rameya, that ain't other mitzi dvar l'batola. And therefore, the Gemara explains that Rav holds like the Rabbanon, and since Reuven said, I want to be makdash my Eved, and of course it can mean that he wants to be makdash to Eved as Kedush Saguf, therefore we say he must have meant that La'am Kadesh, that I want this Eved to be part of the Am Kadesh. We are not going to try to change his words and figure out an explanation and a translation of his words in order to reinterpret his words to mean that he wanted to give something of value to Hegdish. Based on his actual words, it's much clearer to say that he meant to say something about the body of the Eved, and he was saying that I'm giving the body of the Eved back to the Eved, and I want the body of the Eved to be part of the Am Kadesh. And I am the Pnei Yeshua who asked the Lechira, why does the Gemara have to figure out that this price is going like Rameya? Why didn't the Gemara just answer like we answered before, the Rav Tanu Upolig, Ayin Sham, how the Pnei Yeshua explains our Gemara? But Lechira, it's Pashut that the Gemara always tries to figure out ways that Rav could actually work out according to prices. And Lechira, the only time that we say Rav Tanu Upolig is only when we don't have another choice. And since we could figure out that this price is going like Rameya, and Rav would hold like the Chachamim, therefore we'd rather say that this price is even going like Rav, and it happens to be going like the Shita of Rameya, and Rav holds like the Chachamim. And the Gemara continues, continues, Lema Katanoi, let us say that this din of Rav of Mahaktish Avdi is Yatzel Chiris, is based on the Machlekes Tanoim. As we learned in the Brisa, Mahaktish Avdi in Mailim Bay, if someone is Mahaktish to Eved, then there is no din of Me'ilah on the Eved. And Rav Shimon Galil Imam, Mailim Besayri, and Rav Shimon Ben Gamliel says that there would be Me'ilah in the Eved's here. And let's keep in mind that the words Mailim Besayri will be explained in two different ways based on two different versions and two different explanations in the Gemara. As my lab, Halkimithli, originally the Gemara's having is that let's say that the Machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is as follows: the mass of a Kaddish, that according to Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Eved would be Hegdish. The Chiddush of Rav Shimon ben Gamliel is that not only would there be Me'ilah on the body of the Eved, but there would even be Me'ilah on the hair of the Eved. The mass of and Tanakama holds, loy Kaddish, that the Eved is not Hegdish, as the Tanakama would hold like Rav, that a Machdish Avdai is Yatzel Lechiris. And the Gemara is the Tidbura, that you can't tell me that this is the Machlekes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, because Hai Meilim Bay, Ve'im Meilim Bay, if this would be the Machlekes, then why would the Brisa state that Tanakama says Ein Meilim Bay and Rav Shimon Galil says Meilim Besayrei? If High Kaddish Ve'Ein Kaddish Mebay Lei L'Chayre, the Tanakama should say that this Eved is not Kaddish and the Eved would be Yatzel L'Chayres, and Rav Shimon Galil should say that this Eved is Kaddish and Meilim Me'ila would apply to the body of the Eved as well as to his hair. Based on this question, the Gemara states El Dekulei Alma Kaddish. Really, both the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Galil agree that if Reuven is Makdish his Eved, then we consider the Eved to belong to Hegdish and to be Hegdish, and the Gizmo would then sell the Eved and receive money in exchange for the Eved, and he'll be able to use that money for the Beis HaMikdash. And v'hachar b'hachar mefli, and the machlekes between the Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel is as follows: Ma'asava abdukim kakoy dami. The Tanakama holds that although the Eved is definitely Hegdish, but the ma'aseh is the din that ein mila b'kakoyis. And as Rashi brings the gamrina me'ila chet chet mi'chuma, that we learned the din me'ila from chuma, from the words chet that states both by chuma and by me'ila, ma'chuma b'tolish ap me'ila b'tolish, that just like chuma has to be taken from something that's tolish, also me'ila is only applicable to something that's tallish, and therefore, since the Eved has a din like Kaka, so the din of Me'ila does not apply to an Eved, and that's why the Tanakam holds that even though the Eved is Kaddish, there is no din of Me'ila. However, Ma'asav Akimitalkli Dami, however, Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that although in a Chinami, in regard to certain dinim, an Eved certainly has a din like Kaka, but by the gate of din of Me'ila, Limud is not that there's no Me'ila by Kaka, but there's no Me'ila by something that's Mechubel Kaka, and even though we say that the Eved is Hukish L'Kakais, certainly regarding other dinim, Rav Shimon Gamliel agrees that the Eved is Kaka. However, but the gate of din of Me'ilah, l'maisa an Eved is not mechubel kaka, and it is talush, and therefore Me'ilah would apply to an Eved. And the Gemara asks, how can you say this is the basis for machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, that now the mifli b'sayre l'flugu begufay, l'chayre according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, certainly sar, which definitely is not considered as mechubel kaka, as the body of the Eved, is definitely going to be chayv and Me'ilah, and therefore that should not be a chiddush Rav Shimon Gamliel mentions in the Braisa, and Rav Shimon Gamliel should have given us a greater chiddush that even the gufa Eved, where you could think that's considered like kaka, and therefore Me'ilah should not apply, that still Me'ilah would apply to the goof of the Eved as well. And the Gemara therefore states, El Dekuli Alma Avdekim Kakoy Dami, that there's no question that Eved is like Kaka, and therefore there is no Me'ilah on the actual body of the Eved, even according to Rav Shimon Gamliel. V'hachar Basayra Oymili Gazakim Mifli, over here Machlek is between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, is Benegeir here that's on the Eved, currently grew to the point that it's ready to be cut off. And the Machlek is as follows: Mas Sabaka Gazaz Dami, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it's considered as if it's cut off, and therefore it's considered like Metalfin, and therefore Me'ilah does apply to the hair of the Eved that's royally Gazes. However, Ma'asav Lavka Gazes Dami, the Tanakama holds that hair of an Eved, even though it grew to the length, generally someone would cut off this hair, it's not considered as if it's mamish sheared off, and therefore the din is that's still considered like the Eved itself, and it's considered like Kaka, and therefore Me'ilah does not apply. And L'Chayr, according to Maskanas HaGemara, comes out that Rav is actually going to be Chaylik on both these Mana Amrim, as Rav says, when someone is Makdish his Eved, that Eved would go out L'Chayris, and would not be considered Kaddish at all. However, it is possible to explain that Agamar is talking about a scenario where someone said, I'm being Makdish as Eved, and he specifically mentioned, I'm not letting this Eved go out free, I want to actually be Makdish as Eved. And certainly in that case, Rav would agree that the Eved becomes Hegdish, and the Gizbo would now go and sell this Eved and receive the money in exchange for the Eved and use that money for the Beis HaMikdash. And certainly you all agree that there would not be Me'ilah on the actual body of the Eved, and only Shaila is on Sar, that's royally Gazes, if there would be a din of Me'ilah on that here or not, and that is machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara continues, Leima Hadin Tanoi, Kanin Tanoi. Let us say that the basis for the machlekes between the Tanakam and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if someone that's royally Gazes is considered good Gazes, Dami or not, is the same machlekes between Ramei and the Chachamim. At the Tan, we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Shavuos, Ramei Omer, Ramei states, Yesh Torah, Shehem Kakaka, Ve'in Kakaka. There's some things that are considered like Mechubel Kaka, but it gave some ideas. However, that's not Mamish like Kaka, Ve'in Chacham Meidloi, and Chacham not Meidloi to Ramei. And Ramei Meir explains, Ketzad, Esekafanim Tuna is Misati Lecha, Vala Ima Eina Lechamish, if there's a case of Meir Mixas, Reuben says to Shimon that I gave you 10 vines that were laden with grapes in order to watch, and Shimon responds that you only gave me 5 vines of grapes and not 10, and therefore he was Meir Mixas, and we know that the din of Einish Boyin Al Kakois, and still Rameir Mechai, Rameir says that it's considered a case of Meir Mixas, and the din would be that we have to swear, the Chum Imim Kalam Chubal Kaka, Rehu Kaka, and the Chum say, in this case we say, Einish Boyin Al Kakois, and therefore Shimon would not have to make a shvua. And of course, there's no question that if it would be Mamish Kaka, then Rameir would agree that's considered Kaka, and therefore Einish Boyin Al Kakois. And therefore, the Gemara explains, Om Rabbeisi Rabchina, and Rabbeisi Rabchina explained that the only time that this machlek is between Rameir and the Chachamim is by Anovim HaIndusli Batsa Ikubinau, is only in a scenario where the grapes were ready to be picked and they were ripe. And the basis of the machlek is as follows: Rameir Salva Kibbutzuris Damyon, Rameir holds that when you have Anovim that's Oimedusli Batsa, that considered like they were picked and therefore they're considered metaltlin, and the dinner might have mixed as applies, and therefore Shimon would have to make a shvua. Rabbanan Savri, Lav Kibbutzuris Damyon, and Rabbanan hold that not considered like they were picked, and therefore it's still considered kaka and Einish Boyin Al Kakois. And Lechayu would seem that Rameir hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that he holds Kegazes Damri, and the Chacham hold like Tanakama, that when you have Sar that's royally Gazes, it's not Kegazes Damri. And the Gemara answers, I feel the Tamer Rameir, that really we could say the Tanakama of the previous Braisa could be going like Rameir, even though Rameir says that Novim Ha'im Disli Batsa is Kibbutzuris Damyon. However, Rameir would still agree to the Tanakama of the prior Braisa that Sar immediately Gazes is Lav Kegazes Damri, and the Gemara now explains the basis for differentiating between these cases, as Adkan Lekom Rameir Hossam, Elabad Novim, the Kama de Kaiman Mikashchishi. Although Rameir says that Novim Imdisli Batsa is Kibbutzuris Damyon, that's because once you leave it on the tree for too long, they actually start getting worse and they start deteriorating, and therefore there's no benefit to being attached to the tree, and it's considered like they're already cut off, because of course a person would want to cut them off at this point, and that's why we say in that case it's considered Kimitalin and you have to make a shvua. Aval Hocha, Kama de Koyash, Buchim Yashbach. However, Rameir would still agree to the Tanakama of the other Braisa that by Sar, that's Oimidli Gazes, that's Lavka Gazes Domi, because even though the hair is ready to be cut off, and many people would cut off their hair, but certainly it's considered a Maidla by having more hair, and a person is considered much more beautiful by having longer hair, and therefore, since it's going to be a benefit by staying on his head longer, so we can't say it's considered like it's cut off, and that's why it's still considered like Kaka, and the Dinam Ila would not apply. And the Gemara continues that even though up until this point we were discussing the member of Rabba in the name of Rav of a Makdish Avdi Yatzel Chayers, however, the Gemara will now change its focus and discuss the member of Yosef in the name of Rav of a Mafke Avdi Yatzel Chayers. And let's keep in mind that Rabbi Yosef said in the name of Rav, Hamafka Avdi Yatzel Chayers, and then the Gemara had a Shaila if you need to get Shechur or not, and the Gemara brought down a member of Rav Chiyah Ba'ov in the name of Rav that Echad Zeh Yatzel Chayers, and he adds in Vitzarach Get Shechur. And our Gemara continues, Kisolk Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef, Omalai Shemaitze de Rav, Kamid Rav Echron, when Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef went to Eretz Yisrael from Bavel, and he was a Talmud of Rav, and he came to Rav Echron, who was in Eretz Yisrael, and he told over the member of Rav that Hamafka Avdi Yatzel Chayers. So Omalai, Rav Echron said to Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef, Om Rav Hachi, did Rav really say this? And the Gemara is, the Hakar Rabbi Echron asked, did Rav really say this? V'uloy Amahachi, do you think that Rabbi Echron did not hold that Hamafka Avdi Yosel Chiris? V'amu Ulo Am Rabbi Echron, but Ulo said in the Rabbi Echron, Hamafka Avdi Yosel Chiris v'tzarech k'tshichra. And therefore, Rabbi Echron held exactly like Rav. And why was Rabbi Echron bothered? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kamalei, that when Rabbi Echron said this to Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef, he did not say this as a question, but he said, Om Rav Kavasi, are you telling me that Rav holds like my shita? And I'm happy to hear that Rav agrees to my shita that Hamafka Avdi is Yosel Chiris. The Gemara continues, V'ikadami, and some have the version as follows, Lo Samu Kamei, that Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef said over this member of Rav, he only said that Rav said Hamafka Avdi Yosel Chiris, and he didn't say that Rav said B'tzarech K'tshichra, and therefore Amalei, so Rabbi Echron asked Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef, V'lei Omer Rav, B'tzarech K'tshichra, did Rav not say that he also needed to get Shichra? Of course, Rabbi Echron Tamei, Rabbi Echron is going according to his own Shita, the Amal Ula, Rabbi Echron, Hamafka Avdi Yosel Chiris, and even though he goes out L'chiris, but B'tzarech K'tshichra, he still needs to get Shichra, as being Mafka and Eved only removes the actual Kenyan Mammon, but doesn't remove the Kenyan Guf. To this, Rav Chiyah Ba'ov Yosef responds that Rav Chiyah Ba'ov actually said over the name of Rav that Rav agrees that he needs to get Shichra, and therefore your Shita and Rav Shita are exactly the same. And the Gemara continues, Gufa, we just learned Amar Ula Amar Rabbi Echron, that Ula said the name of Rabbi Echron, Mafka Avdi Yosel Chiris V'tzarech Get Shichra. And the Gemara asks, Esvei Rabbi Abel Ula, Rabbi Abel asked the following question to Ula, we have a Brice that says, Ger Shemes, if there's a Ger who never had children after he became a Ger, and we know Ger Shin is Guy, Kakotish and Eil Dami, and therefore he didn't have any relatives, and after he dies, all his Nechasim become Hefka, Ubizbuz Yisrael Nechasim, other Yisraelim took the rest of his Nechasim, and they were Koinim's Nechasim, however, Vahayu Ben Avadim, amongst his Nechasim, he also had Avadim, so Ben Gdelim, Ben Tanim, Kanu Atzim, Bede Chayin, then the din is that immediately upon the death of the Ger, all of his Avadim were able to be koinim themselves, and they went out and became bnei chayrin, and therefore Yisraelim can't go and be koinim his avodim at all. And Abishol argues in Tanakami, says gedolim kano atzman. While it's true that the gedolim could be koinim themselves min hafka, and therefore they are bnei chayrin immediately upon the death of the ger. However, ktanim kol machs ben zochben, ktanim cannot be zeichin themselves, and therefore anyone that will be machzik in the ever that's a cotton will be zeichin in the cotton. And based on this brisa, Rabbi Abba asked the following question to Ula: that l'chayra according to Tanakama, it doesn't make a difference if the ever was a gadol or a cotton, the ever would be koinim himself, and he would go out free. And according to Abishol, at least a gadol would go out free. And Rabbi Abba asked, v'chimi kosev get shichru le'ilu, that l'maisa, although when the ger dies, the ever is considered hefkar, and at this point there's no kinyan mammon any longer. However, Rabbi Abba asked Ula that you just stated in the name of Rav that hamafka avdai is yotzal l'chayris, and therefore there's no kinyan mammon any longer, but still you need to get shichru in order to remove the kinyaguf and in order to allow him to go get married to a bas yisrael. And therefore, l'chayra, how is it that this eved would go out l'chayris and it's mashmur that they could marry a bas yisrael if l'chayra they should require to have a get shichra? And since there is no longer an adon and he can't receive a get shichra, so l'chayra he should not be able to get married, as he won't be able to marry a bas yisrael since he's not a full-fledged Jew, as he didn't have a get shichra, and he shouldn't be able to marry a shifcha either, since l'maisa there is no kinyan mammon any longer. And the Gemara answers, Omar, so Ula responded to Rabbi Abba, Dami haimer rabbanan could like gomer in shishmaitza, that this person is asking the shayla, referring to Rabbi Abba himself, is similar to a person that never learned anything, as it's poshut that even though Rav hold that mafka avdi is yotzal chiris, however the ger dies, it's poshut that they go out completely free and they can marry a bas yisrael and there's no requirement for a get shichra. And the Gemara explains the time of mai and why is this, as Rav Nachman kasova ula. Rav Nachman says ula holds avdi de ger ki ishtoi, that the eved of a ger is like the wife of a ger, and of course the Gemara doesn't mean the wife of a ger specifically, and just means like a woman who's married to a man. And ma ishta mishtalechas blei get, and just like being a gay wife, if a man is alive, certainly he has to give a get, but once he dies, misa removes her from the marriage. Af avada mishtalechas blei get, also being a gay eved, although when the master is alive, he has to give him a get shichra, but once the master dies, then there's no requirement to give a get shichra any longer, and misa sa'odan will remove the kinyaguf of the eved as well. And Rashi explains, klema en hefka zeh, doim lehefka mechayim, that this type of hefka when a ger dies is not similar to hefka that occurs when an adon is alive and he's mafka is eved. As we compare an eved to an isha, the eved gam lala meisha, as the pasuk says, b'negei isha v'chasav la sefer krisis, and the pasuk says, b'negei an eved oichufasha lo nitin la hilkach b'chayim in le takana b'le get keisha. And while the adon is alive, there's a requirement to have a shtash shichra, just like b'negei a woman. Avach hefka shla'acha misa kehech de ishta mishalechas b'le get avdinami lo be get. After misa, an eved doesn't require a get, and since the ger died, therefore the kinyaguf of the eved is already removed. The Gemara is, yes, if it's true that once an adin dies, then the eved is no longer considered eved, yehocha afilu Yisrael nabi, by Yisrael also we should say that the eved should go out free. Certainly we know when there's a Yisrael that dies and he had an eved knani, that the children of the Yisrael will be yoyrish to eved knani, and the eved knani would not go out free. And the Gemara says that's based on Xer Sarkasav, as Amakra, the Sechatam Isam will make a Mechrechim l'resh Zachuza, and therefore the Torah tells us that although in a chenami, there should be such a concept of misa adin, and the eved should go free. However, if there are children, then the children will be yerush their father. And the Gemara is, if Misa Adon really allows the Eved to go free, unless there's a Yerusha, so Yehochi HaMavka after Mis Nami, L'chari in a case where someone was Mavka to Eved while they're alive, and then they die, so since the father was Mavka to Eved prior to dying, so certainly the children do not receive the Eved as Yerusha, and if so, the Misa Adon should allow this Eved to go free, and should not require a Get Shichra, and there should be a Bittul of the Kinya Guf as well, and the Eved should be able to get married to a regular Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara is, Alama Amamema, so why is it that Mema states Hamafka Avdo Yemes, that if Reuven is Mafka is Eved and then Reuven dies, Oisya Eved in Le Takana, that there is no Takana for this Eved, as he can't marry a Shifcha since he already lost his Kinyan Mammon, as Lemaisa the master already was Mafka him, and he also can't marry Bas Yisrael since there is no one to give him a Shtah Shichra, and therefore there is no way to remove his Kinyaguf. But Lechir, according to what Ulu just said, that the Mises of Adon will remove the Shibud and the Kinyaguf, and Lechir, the din of Amema is wrong, and Hamafka Avdo Yemes, and the Mises of Adon should remove the Kinyaguf, and the Eved should be able to go and marry a Bas Yisrael. And the Gemara continues that we just had a machlekes between the Tanakam and Abishol, where a ger dies. The Tanakam stated, Ben Gedolim Ben Ktanim Kano Atzman Ben Chayin, and Abishol stated that only Gedolim could be Kano Atzman Ben Chayin, and Ktanim Klamachs Ben Zochben. And Rashi explained that Ktanim Ein Lein Yad Liskos Ba Atzman, that Ktanim do not have the ability to be Koyim themselves. Taiz points out that even though on Daf Nun Tesam Beis, the Gemara will say that a cotton could be Zeichel Mitzia, L'chayin, the din of Hefka should be similar to the din of Mitzia. So Taiz says that over there it's only the din of Rabbanim and play Daka Sholem. However, the Hachal Lishayach El Taima Ayin Taisus. And our Gemara continues. Amr Yaakov Ba'idi, Amr Bishul Malevi, Halacha Abishol, the Halacha follows Abishol, that only a Gadol could be Kohen himself after the Ger dies. However, Katan cannot be Zeich himself. And the Gemara continues, Amalei Rab Zeir, Rab Yaakov Ba'idi, and we continue on Daflam Tesla Mabez, Beferi Shmilacha, Imachol Shmilacha, that this thing that you said over Rabbi Shul Malevi, that Halacha follows Abishol, did you hear this specifically from Rabbi Shul Malevi, or you heard a member of Rabbi Shul Malevi, and you were Madaik from his words that he must hold that Halacha follows Abishol? Rab Yaakov Ba'idi wasn't sure what Rab Zeir was referring to, and therefore Rab Yaakov Ba'idi is Rab Zeir, Mike Plolo, from what klal of Rabbi Shul Malevi would I have been Madaik this from? And the Gemara states, Rab Zeir said back to Rab Yaakov Ba'idi, to Amr Rabbi Shul Malevi, because Rabbi Shul Malevi once stated as follows, Amr Lufnei Rabbi, that we said this in front of Rabbi, Amr Nesiheshti, with plainly Avdi Mao, that if Reuven says that I was Miyayish from my Eved, then what would be the din? And Rashi says, Nesiheshti, Lashon Hefku, this is Lashon Hefka, and it's as if Reuven said that I was Mafka my Eved, and what is the din in that case? And Amr Lahem, and Rabbi said to them, Oymani, that I say, In Le Takana El Bishtar, that this Eved doesn't have a Takana in order to get married, unless he receives a Shtar Shikra, the point that the master was Mafka this Eved, so the master no longer has a Kenyan Mammon in this Eved, and therefore the Eved can no longer marry a Shifcha. However, Lemaisa, since this Eved did not receive a Get Shichra, therefore he can't marry a Bas Yisrael either, as it's still a Kinyaguf. And Rashi refers to this period of time between when the master was Mafkim and the period of time when he receives this Get Shichra, Shavim Meshichu Ksas for Inagomor, that at this point he's considered that he's freed a little bit, but it's not considered a complete freedom, and it's almost as if he's a Chetzi Eved and Chetzi Ben Chayrin. And Rabbi Yechon explains, my time in Rebbe, what is the Pshat in Rebbe? Gomor Lala Meisha, as Rebbe learns the din of an Eved from the din of an Isha, Ma'isha Bishtar, just like an Isha, even if you'll be Mafko, your wife, of course she's still an Eishes Ish until she receives a get, and therefore the same applies to an Eved that until you give him a get Shikra, you are still a Kinyaguf. And therefore, Rab Zeira says to Rab Yaakov Ba'idi, V'kadaikis mino ki Isha, and you Madaik, that the only time that Rabbi Shul Balevi said his din in the name of Rabbi, that if someone said, Shiyashu B'plini Abdi, that the din is that in Leitakana, and until he receives his get Shikra, he can't marry a Shifcha, and he can't marry a Baskarin, that is only similar to a case of a woman as Ma'isha Yisuru Loimim Reino, and just like by a woman, the only reason why she needs a get is only to release her Issa and to release her status as an Eishes Ish. Certainly your husband does not have a Kenyan Mammon as his wife, and therefore you don't need a get to release the Kenyan Mammon, and therefore the only time Rabbi Shul Balevi said his din is only in a similar case by an Eved who's a Gadol. Once the Adon was Mafka the Eved who's a Gadol, so the Eved was able to acquire his own Kenyan Mammon, and in order to be completely free, he has to receive a Shtash Shikhar from the Adon in order to release his Kinyaguf. But in the meantime, in that case, Rebbe said that in Le Takana, that he doesn't have any Takana, he's in no man's land, as he can't marry a Shifcha, as he already was released from his Kinyan Mammon, and he can't marry a Baschayin, because Lemaisa, he was still a Kinyaguf and a Kinyan Issa, and therefore an Eved can't marry a Baschayin either. And of course, Af Eved Nami Yisru V'loi Meino, and therefore Rebbe's din only applies by an Eved who's a Gadol, where there's only an Issa, and the Eved already was released from the Kinyan Mammon, and therefore he has an issue that he can't marry either a Shifcha or a Baschayin. However, by an Eved that's a Katan, there is no problem, as at this point, he still has the Takana, since Lemaisa, even though the Adon was Mafka the Katan, but a Katan cannot acquire himself, and therefore at this point, the Eved Katan is a full-fledged Eved, and he could still marry a Shifcha Knanis. L'chir, it is exactly like Abishol said, that when a Ger dies, and he's Mafka his Eved Katan, that the Eved Katan does not become a Ben Chayrin. He can't even acquire his own Kenyan Mammon, as Lemaisa, he doesn't have a Yad to be Koina his own body, and therefore this Katan is considered a full-fledged Eved at this point in time, even though the Ger died. However, according to Rabbanan that hold that even when there's an Eved Katan and a Ger dies, then the din is that Eved Katan is Koina himself, so L'chir, the same din should apply, Ben Gay Rebbe's din, and the din of Ein Leitakana should apply not only to an Eved Gadol, but even to an Eved Katan. And Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi responded back to Rab Zeira, V'im Chalamai, and Shmashma, that you hold that if only learnt this from a cloud, from what Rabbi Shulman Levi said in this memra, then it would not be a Val Diak, but L'chir, the Diak that you just made seems to be a perfect Diak, and we see from here that Rabbi Shulman Levi holds like Abishol. And the Gemara continues, to Amalei, so Rab Zeira said back to Rabbi Yaakov Ba'idi, that Adraba, Daik Minol, the Idich Gisa, that if you're only learning from a Diak, then it would be able to have a Diak the opposite way, that Ma'isha, being Dailu Ben Katana, that would make a Diak, and we'd say that we learned Eved from the din of Isha, and just like by an Isha, that it doesn't make a difference if the woman is a Gdailo or a Ktana, that the din is that a get works. So when Rebbe discussed his din and he said that in Le Takana El Bishtar, he also was referring both to an Eved Gadol and to an Eved Katan, and he actually holds like the Shita of Rabbanan, not like Abishol, and that's why he requires a Eved Katan to also receive a get Shichur in order to get married. As once an Adon is Mafka his Eved, then it doesn't make a difference if the Eved was a Gadol or Katan. The Eved was able to acquire his Kinyan Mamadis, and therefore at this point the Eved is stuck and man can't get married not to a baschoyin and not to a shufcha. He can't get married to a baschoyin because l'maisa is a tzad abdus as he's still a kinyagov, and he also can't get married to a shufcha as he is no longer owned by the odin regarding his kinyan mammon. And Rabbi Shulam Levi and Rabbi hold that this applies to a gadol as well as to a katan, as they're both going to be kono atzmon b'nei choyin. Therefore, Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Yaakov Aidi that if you're only relying on a diak that you had from Rabbi Shulam Levi in order to prove that Rabbi Shulam Levi holds like Abishol, l'maisa your diak is not valid, as it could be that the diak is exactly the opposite, and we would see that Rabbi Shulam Levi actually holds like Rabbanon. So finally, Rabbi Yaakov Aidi tells Rabbi Zera beferish merely that I heard this explicitly from Rabbi Shulam Levi that he passing like Abishol, that gedolim kono atzmon b'nei choyin and ketanim kol machzor ben zocher ben. And the next Gemara will be a repeat of the prior Gemara, except it will be in exactly the opposite fashion, as we will see. And the Gemara states, Rabbi Chiya Abba and Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Chiya Abba said the name of Rabbi Yechon, in the halacha of Abishol, the halacha does not follow Abishol, and once again dies, then avodim being doylem and being tanim konu atzmon, and we pass him like the Chachamim, that a cotton can be rezeicho in himself, and he can be koyin in his own body. And the Gemara therefore asks, Omle Rabbi Zira, Rabbi Chiya Abba, so in this case, Rabbi Zira asks Rabbi Chiya Abba, v'ferish milucha, to do to his, mefurish from Rabbi Yechon, oy mechlel shmilucha, or will you medayik this from the words of Rabbi Yechon? And Rabbi Chiya Abba now asks Rabbi Zira, my klola, where would I be medayik this from the words of Rabbi Yechon? And Rabbi Zira now explains to Rabbi Chiya Abba, to Amr Rabbi Shulam Levi, as we saw before, Rabbi Shulam Levi stated, Amr Lufnei Rabbi, that we said in front of Rabbi, Nisiyashdim and Pleni Avdi Mao, that if Reuven says that I was miyayish from my Eved, what would be a din? And as we explained, this is similar to Reuven saying, I was mafka my Eved, Amr Lahem, and Rabbi responded, Oymani, that I hold, Ein Lei Takona El Bishtar, the only way that this Eved will be able to get married is only if he receives a Shtar Shichra, and since his Adam was mafka his Kinyan Mammon, therefore he can no longer marry a Shifra Kanadis, and he can also not marry a Baschoyin, since it's still a Kinyan Guf, until he receives a Shtar Shichra. And Amr Rabbi Yechon, an explanation of Rabbi Shita, Rabbi Yechon stated, my time at the Rebbe, Gama Lo Lom Isha, he learns this from a Hekesh of Lo Lo from Isha, where we know that it says Lo B'negeya Isha, and it says Lo B'negeya Eved, Ma Isha B'shtar, just like a woman can only get rid of her status as an Isha Sish, and her status of Issa, when she receives a get, Af Ebenami B'shtar, also Eved can only get rid of his status of Issa, and his status of Kinyagov, when he receives a Shtar Shichra. And Rabbi Zeri says to Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, the Kedaikis Minah, and you Medaik, from the words of Rabbi Yechon, that we compare all Avodim to the din of an Isha, and Ma Isha Ben Gedolah Ben Ketana, Af Ebenami Ben Gadol Ben Katan, just like B'nei Gei Isha, the get works, say if she's a Gedolah, and say if she's a Ketana, so also B'nei Gei Eved, he needs a Shtar Shichra, if he's a Gadol or if he's a Katan, and it must be, the Rabbi Yechon holds like Rabbanon and not like Abishol, and that's why, prior to a Katan receiving a Get Shichra, he would also have Ein Lei Takana, and he would not be able to get married, as he would not be able to marry a Shifcha, because L'maisa, he was able to be Koina, his Kinyan Mammon, and the Katan can still not go get married to a Baschoyin, as there is still a Kinyan Guf and a Kinyan Issa, and therefore on that side Avdus, he can't marry a Baschoyin either, and that's why Rebbe holds that it doesn't make a difference if the Eved was a Katan or if he was a Gadol, he's Ein Lei Takana El Bishtar. And the Gemara continues, Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba says back to Rabbi Zera of Ibn Chalamai, that if it's true that I actually learned this from a Diak from the words of Rabbi Yechon, so what would be wrong, and why would that not be a valid Diak? And it's mashman from your words that you were concerned about this, and this is not a valid Diak. And Rabbi Zera responds, Adraba, doik mino lahachisa, that l'chayu we could actually make a Diak the exact opposite way as the Gemara started off in the last memra, and Ma Isha Yisru of Lemino, just like B'nei Gei Isha, the only time that we need a get is only to remove her Issa and not to remove her Mammon. Af Ebenami Yisru of Lemino, also B'nei Gei Eved, the only time that we actually need a get Shikra is only in a case we're removing Issa and not Mammon. However, Rebbe's din of Ein Lei Takana did not apply to a case where someone was Mafka the Eved who was a Katan, as Rebbe may hold like Abishol, and when the Adon is Mafka a Eved who is a Katan, the Katan cannot acquire his own body and he can't acquire his own Kinyan Mammon, and therefore Rebbe would not say that Ein Lei Takana, as this Katan can still marry a Shifra because at this point he's still considered a full-fledged Eved. And therefore, Rabbi Zera says to Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba, from this Diyak, from the words of Rabbi Yechon, you're not being able to bring a riot, or Rabbi Yechon hold like Rabbanan and not like Abishol. And the Gemara answers, Amalei, so Rabbi Chiya Ba'aba responds to Rabbi Zera, beferish merely that I actually heard this directly and explicitly from Rabbi Yechon, that he passing like Rabbanan and not like Abishol. And before we continue, let's just review a brisa that we saw on Daf Lamed Chesam Beis, where the brisa stated, Hamakdish Nechasim V'hoi Ben Avadim, if someone was Makdish all of his Nechasim, and there were Avadim amongst his Nechasim, so the Tanakhama said, Einin Gizbor Mishon Leitzin Lechiris, Avam Mechon Eisin Lachirin, Vachirin Meitzin Eisin Lechiris, and Rabbi, Amen, Rabbi agreed to Tanakhama, but he also said that I hold that even the Eved himself could buy his freedom back from the Gizbor directly, and Oymani, Afu Neisin Dibi Atzmai, V'yaitzin Pleishu Kumaychuloi. And of course we said that Rav is a Tana who apolig, and Rav holds a Makdish Avdi, Zatzal Lechiris, but we see that both Tanakhama and Rebbe hold that if someone's Makdish to Eved, that the Eved is not Yaitzin Lachiris, and the Eved would actually be owned by the Gizbar. And it's interesting to note that this member of Rebbe, as well as the member that we had of Rebbe on this Amid, Rebbe stated the Lashon of Oimani, and Rebbe Yosef Engel brings down that the only Tanan Shas that says the Lashon of Oimani is Rebbe, and he says the Lashon of Oimani is similar to the Lashon that people say that Nir Lanias Daiti, and we know that Rebbe wasn't Anav. As we know, the Gemara states, Mishmes Rebbe, but Lanava. And our Gemara continues, Omar, we just learned, Omar Lehem, Rebbe stated, Oimani, that I hold, Enoi Takana El Bishtar, that if an Adon is Mafka is Eved, then at that point, the Eved is stuck and can't get married, and his only Takana is if the master gives him a Shtar Shichra. And the Gemara now is bothered, Al-Lachira, why is it that he only can receive a Shtar Shichra if Lachira, the Eved, should be able to pay his master money and acquire his freedom by paying Kesef as well? And the Gemara brings it right to this point, based on the Braisa and the Aflam and Chesem Abayis, because of Atani, we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, Rebbe stated, Oimani, Afu Noisa Deme Atzmai V'yaytze, M'pleishu Kumaychri Loi, and therefore you see that even money could work, and not only a Shtar Shichra. So why did Rebbe say, Inlai Takona El Bishtar? And the Gemara answers, Hachi Kama, the Rebbe meant to say, Oy Bekesef, Oy Bishtar. He just meant to say that he has to have a Takona, and he has to have some way that he removes his Avdus, and he removes his Kinyaguf, and that is generally done with the Shtar Shichra. And Inlai Chanami, in order to buy his freedom, he generally could use Kesef as well, and that's why, by the case of Gizbo, he could use Kesef. However, in our case, since the master already was Mafkia, the Shibur of Mammon, and he doesn't have a Kin Mammon in this Eved any longer, therefore, this Eved only has a possibility of going free with the Shtar Shichra, and Kin Mammon would not work. The Gemara continues, La'afukim Ha'itana, and this Shita of Rebbe is actually going against the Shita of Reb Shimon that we'll see in a moment in the Braisa, and Reb Shimon holds that the only way that Eved could go free is through a Shtar Shichra and not through Mammon. The Tanya is willing to Braisa, Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon Abakiva, Yochrei Kesef Gayimba. One may think that a Shifcha Kananis could go out by paying Kesef, just like a Shifcha Kananis can go out with a Shtar Shichra. Tamaloyma, therefore the Pasuk says, B'negea Shifcha Charufa, and the Pasuk states, V'ish ki yishka v'is isha Shifcha Zara, v'hi Shifcha necharefis l'ish, v'hafta lo'y nifdasa, o'y chuf sh'lo'y nita la, b'kariyas tia lo'yum su ki lo'y chufasha. And we know that if a Shifcha Kananis is married to an Eved Ivri, then the din is that even if someone's mezana with the Shifcha, that she's not considered a full-fledged Eish Shish, and therefore they would not be Chayiv Misa. However, if the Shifcha Kananis is married to an Eved Ivri, and the Shifcha Kananis is now partially freed, and she made a partial payment towards her freedom, then since on the Tzad Chayiris, she does have some din of an Eish Shish, and although there would not be a Chayiv Misa, whether the Torah is Mechayiv that he bring an Osham because he was Mizana with the Shifcha Charufa. And Lemaisa, the end of the Pasuk says, Ki Leichu Pasha, that the reason why she's not considered completely free is because she didn't receive her Shtar Shichra. And therefore, Rav Shimon says, I wrote Kala Pasha Kula Leichu Pasha, that the Torah actually says that the reason why she's not completely free is because she didn't receive a Shtar Shichra. Leimel Chodesh teaches us that Shtar Gayimba, that the only way that she goes completely free and she's able to marry a regular Yisrael, and therefore she would have a Din of Eish Tish, is only once she receives a Shtar Shichra. Vein HaKesef Gayimba, however, if she gives her full value to the Adon, it would still not make her completely free, and she would still not be considered a Shish. And therefore we see that Rav Shimon argues on Rebbe, as Rebbe stated, Oy B'Kesef Oy B'Shtar, and Rashi says, to Kantish Shel Eved, you're able to be Masak in the Eved, the Iskish Pidyon Kesef L'Shtar, as there's a comparison between a Pidyon of Kesef and a Shtar Shichra. The Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'Hafta Lo'y Niftasa, Oy Chupasha Lo'y Nitin La, and therefore he says that both have the same status, and the Shifcha can acquire herself either through Kesef or through a Shtar Shichra, and the same applies to an Eved. Rashi says that according to Rav Shimon, in Kesef Gayimba, the Inam Meitzi El Midei Shibud, that only removes her from her Chi of Shibud and from her Kinyan Mammon. However, it doesn't release her from the Issa Shifcha, and she still has a Kinyan Guf, and therefore, regular Yisrael cannot be Mekadeshah, and there was no din of Eish Ish on this woman until she is completely free by receiving a Shtar Shichra. The Gemara continues, Omer Rabbi Bachama, Omer Rabbi Nachman, Rabbi Bachama said in the name of Nachman, Halach Rab Shimon, the Halacha follows Rab Shimon, that Kesef doesn't work in order to free a Shifcha Kananis or an Eved completely. Rabbi Yisrael Bachama, Rabbi Yechon, however, Rabbi Yisrael Bachama said in the name of Rabbi Yechon, in Halach Rab Shimon, the Halacha does not follow Rab Shimon, and as we saw before, Rabbi Yechon holds in the name of Rabbi, an Eved Kanani and a Shifcha Kananis can be freed either through Kesef or through a Shtar Shichra. And the Gemara continues with the story, Ashkar Rab Nachman Yitzchak, Rab Bashilta, Dav Koya Piskel Beit Tfila, Rab Nachman Yitzchak found Rab Bashilta that he was by the opening of the Beis HaKnesses, Amalei Halacha in Halacha, and he asked him, is the Halacha like Rab Shimon, or is the Halacha not like Rab Shimon, and it's like Rabbi, Amalei Ani Oimea, in Halacha, I hold that the Halacha is not like Rab Shimon, and I hold like Rabbi, Rabbanan the Asim Mechuzah Amri, and the Rabbanan that came from Mechuzah, they said that Amr Rab Zeru, Mishmid Rab Nachman, the Rab Zeru said in Rab Nachman, that Halacha is like Rab Shimon, as we saw, Rabbanan Bacham also said in Rab Nachman, that Halacha is like Rab Shimon, and Rab Bashilta continued to speak to Rab Nachman Yitzchak, and he said, V'chiyasai L'surah, when I got to Surah, Ashkachtel Rab Chiyah Ba'avin, I found Rab Chiyah Ba'avin, and Amri Leia, and I said to Rab Chiyah Ba'avin, Emily, tell me easy, Gufat Uvda Hechava, what exactly happened, and how do we know that Rabbi Nachman said that Allah follows Rabbi Shimon Amalin and said to me that he amsud have a marish shchimra, that there was a story where there was a shivcha knanis whose master was a shchimra and asked him bachir kamei, and this woman came in front of him and was crying and amrulei, and she said to her master, adim is deshtab b'tezal yisra, until when will I have to work, and I don't want to work for your children, and I want you to let me free. So shakul kumte shadabei, so the master took his hat and he threw it to her, and amalah zil kaniha, go and be kind of this hat and v'kni nafsheich, and you should also be kind of yourself. And also the kamei Rav Nachman, so they went in front of Rav Nachman and he asked, what is the status of this woman? Is she freed or is she not free? Amalahu, and Rav Nachman said to them, le'os le'klum, that this was not a valid kinyan, and man dechaz esav mishum da'alach Rav Shimon, the one that saw and heard da'alach Rav Nachman, he said, le'os le'klum, they thought that Rav Nachman said this because he holds da'alach follows Rav Shimon, and the only way that she could go free is with the shtar shechra. And in this case, since the Adon tried to free her through a kinyan chalipin, which is based on a kinyan of kesef, therefore it wouldn't work because he holds like Rav Shimon that a kinyan kesef not affect the actual shechra of an ebed or of shechra knanis. Upon hearing this story, so Rabbi Shilta said that the only way that you understand Rav Nachman passing like Rav Shimon is based on this story. V'loyi, this would not be a raya. El mishum to have a great keel shel makna, that the reason why Rav Nachman said that this woman would not go free is because he tried to actually set her free through the kinyan of chalipin, and we know that the kinyan of chalipin has to be done with the kelim of the koina, as we pass like Rav, and therefore, since he tried to do so with his own kelim and he threw his hat to her, that's the reason why Rav Nachman said that loy asav loy klum. But ein echinami, if the adon would have actually used the kelim of shekoina, or if she would have given him kesef, then ein echinami she would have been free, as potentially Rav Nachman could hold like Rabbanon that either a shtashecher could work or kesef can also work in order to be paid to her in order to set her free. And just to point out that two lines in the bottom of Rashi, Rashi's bothered al-Khir, since this man was a shchimra, and we know that divrei shchimra is chesuvin chumasurin dami, so why don't we consider that it was as if she received the shas shichra, and therefore she should have gone free, and why did Rav Nachman say, l'asav l'klum? And Rashi says that since the shchimra told her to be koina herself through this kinyan, and he didn't say that you should be koina yourself through the divrei shchimra, and therefore bekinyan zen is skavon l'shachra v'arei utois, and therefore his kavana was that she should only be koina herself if this kinyan works, and since he made a mistake, and this kinyan actually doesn't work, therefore l'asav l'klum. And Hagamar continues, Amar Shmuel b'achitai, Amar Avnuna Saba, Amar Bitzur b'ashin, Amar Avuna, Amar Avnuna, Halach Rav Shimon, Halach Afal Rav Shimon, the Shifcha Knanis and the Eved Knani can only could be completely freed through the use of a shtar and not through kesef. And the Gemara itself ends off for loyi that this is not correct, as in Halach Rav Shimon, that the Halacha does not follow Rav Shimon, the Halach is like Rebbe, and Eved Knani or Shifcha Knanis can be freed either through a shtar shichra or through mamon, and we will stop over here.